afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis, and across the table from me today,
Murray Valeriano.
Hi, Murray.
Did I jump that?
No, that's good.
Okay.
It's good. Murray is back.
How you doing? Happy New Year.
You and Kyle are making some gestures to each other.
Yeah, it's fine. It's okay.
Are your headphones okay?
Yeah, you were a little hot in my cans.
Oh, I was? Oh, don't you love it? I had a good New Year.
You did?
Yeah, I had a good New Year. How was your New Year?
It was a rocking New Year's Eve with...
Well, I mean, it's always like we let the girls stay up and they don't stay up. We watch the East Coast feed.
Okay.
So we ring in the New Year with the girls at 9,
mm-hmm.
put them to bed, and by midnight we're both asleep.
That sounds about right. I've done everything on New Year's that, like, I've ever wanted to do. And so, like,
cocaine?
The last... Oh, sure.
So, like, Siegel had a cocaine story the last time he was here.
He's got another one since that taping, trust me.
Is that true?
No.
Okay. I would love it if he did. So anyway, go ahead.
By the way, that was 37 episodes ago. Nobody knows what you're talking about.
And the topic today is not New Year's Eve.
No.
Even though Murray shows up on all the holidays. He was here for Halloween. He was here for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, this is going up on Valentine's Day?
Who knows?
All right.
This is going up.
Is there a...
How are you doing, Kyle?
I'm good.
Okay.
All right. Now what? It's been so long.
Murray has free stuff to give away.
I do. Excuse me. I do. I'm very excited to give this away.
Tell us who your wife is.
My wife is...
Gwen Stefani.
Gwen Stefani, and I'm giving away their child. I guess that would be our child.
Yes.
My wife is the costume designer for the Coen brothers. And
her name's Mary Zofries.
Her name's Mary Zofries.
I was saying that wrong. Yes, is it Zofries, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right. You would have said my name wrong earlier. That's why I jumped in. And so I guess a few weeks ago...
Zofries. That'd be a great name for a band. Ladies and gentlemen, Zofries.
F-R-E-E-Z-E?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hyphenated?
I don't know.
Zofries. That is good. So a few weeks ago, Inside Llewyn Davis came out.
Mm-hmm. The movie?
The movie. And I guess, what, 2 months ago? I went to the premiere.
2 months ago, you went to the premiere.
All right.
Steve Martin was there.
Oh, yeah. No, they threw a... All right. So basically, the backstory on this is based off folk singer Dave Van Ronk.
Okay.
It's actually kind of inspired by, and Dave Van Ronk was the mayor of McDougal Street. He was the shit in 1960s early folk scene until a little guy named Bob Dylan came.
I don't know that guy.
Dylan, D-Y-L-A-N. Another.
I know Robert Zimmerman. I do not know Bob Dylan.
They get confused a lot, I think. So they loosely base this off Dave Van Ronk. And it's a great movie. My wife did the costumes for it. She's the costume designer for the Coen brothers, like we said. So we were able to go to the premiere. And they had this concert. They had two concerts. They had a concert in New York, and they had a concert in L.A. And we couldn't go to the one in New York, but mm-hmm. we went to the one in Los Angeles. And it was put on by T-Bone Burnett. And the Punch Brothers played. Steve Martin jumped up on stage. Banjo. In New York, Jack White jumped up on stage,
wow.
Elvis Costello. I think they actually shot a documentary for that. Anyway, it was a fucking awesome time. I'll post some pictures up on the Facebook page. But when I went to the premiere, they gave me a copy of the soundtrack.
Excellent.
So I took four.
And you're going to give it away.
I will give it away. But let's hear something from it first.
Okay.
This is actually from the soundtrack. This is actually Dave Van Ronk himself doing an old standard called Green Green Rocky Road.
Let's hear it.
Rocky road, you're promenading green. Tell me who you love, tell me who you love. Little Miss Jane, you run to the wall. Don't you stumble, don't you fall, or don't you sing. Don't you shout, when I sing you come running out. Holland green, green Rocky Road, you're promenading green. Tell me who you love, tell me who you love.
So how are we going to give this away? What do you want to do?
I don't know.
How about
the first person who can pronounce my wife's name right?
Zopet. Zopsies. No, how about this? I have an idea.
Okay.
How about if, since Murray also hosts another, he hosts a podcast called... I almost said Travel Tales. He hosts Road Stories with Murray Valeriano.
Yes, yes. You can get it at roadstories.tv.
And why don't you go to iTunes? Why don't you write Murray a nice iTunes review?
Oh, that'd be great.
After you write that review, email Murray. Where can they contact you?
You can get me at murrayvaleriano.com. It goes direct to my email there, or you can hit me on Facebook or on the Facebook page, Road Stories Podcast Facebook page.
After you write your review, email Murray and say, hey, I just wrote a review. My iTunes handle is BigDaddy85.
Right, sure.
And that way Murray will know who wrote what reviews, and he'll pick one of the reviews at random, and he'll send you this
CD. A couple things you want to know about it. Still in the wrapper.
Brand new.
I haven't listened to it. Since it was given to the premiere, it might be different.
Rare.
It might be different than what they release as a soundtrack. So, but don't hold me to that if you get it and it's not. But on there is Dave Van Ronk, the Punch Brothers, a great bluegrass band, Oscar Isaac.
Let's see. This is one of a kind. That's what I'm going to say.
Okay, it's a one of a kind. It's a one of a kind. And Justin Timberlake's on there too. Believe it or not.
True?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So that would be awesome. It's brand new.
Okay. And Murray's going to handle that. No, you're going to handle it. It's your podcast.
No, because
they're going to contact you and you need to send it to them.
One word, Kyle.
No, you have to do it.
All right. Hey, I'm really good. I do all my mail outs for t-shirts and everything on Tuesdays. Yeah. I'm really good at sending this stuff out. So
I wanted it on Monday.
Did you send that in media mail? It took 7 days.
I got mail today and it's a Sunday.
Yeah, that's a new thing they're doing.
It freaked me out.
Yeah. What'd you get? Something from Amazon?
I got a potty.
From Amazon?
From Amazon.
Amazon is delivering on Sundays now.
Oh, okay.
Just through the holidays.
I'm standing on the porch going, what's going on? Like, Why are you?
What day is it?
Did you deliver this yesterday?
And it came from the USPS?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool. Amazon just might save the United States Postal Service.
All I know is my kid's going to be peeing in a toilet tonight.
I hope so.
Me too.
Oh, it's not for you?
No.
It's not for Zappadoodoo?
I'm not even going to touch that.
So we got a topic today that I was going to do at one point. I never did it. And then Murray brought it up and said, what about this? I said, that's great. Let's finally do that. So,
do I do phone calls first?
What are you giving me? I like your improv skill. Kyle made a phone.
That's a Shaka's from the surf scene right there.
Yeah, yeah. We'll do phone calls. Okay, Kyle. Yeah, you're right. Let's do some phone calls.
Okay, this
What's the phone number when people call in?
Oh, this is 330-81 ROCKS.
ROX?
No. ROCKS.
There's no X on the phone.
Wait, that's right. There's no X on the phone. Is there?
I think so. Is there, Kyle?
I think so.
What do you know? You were born before, anyway.
Yeah, go ahead. Right, here's some phone calls.
This is Bobby from Boston.
All right, Bobby.
Bobby from Boston. I tried to call you from Japan a while ago, but it turns out that calling on Skype from a stolen Wi-Fi connection in Asia, not the best way to get on the podcast. I don't think the message came across. Anyway, love the show. Not sure if you mentioned it yet, but the Wombats CD, This Modern Glitch, is great. You guys should check it out. And show idea, if you haven't done it already, show where you have songs that feature na-na-na or sha-sha-sha or something like that. Just kind of nonsense syllables thrown into the song. I think it'd be a great idea. If you have already done it, kind of drunk. That's my excuse. Anyway, keep on going, and Pat, go fuck yourself.
All right. Thank you very much. And let's play a little bit of this song called Zibby Dibby Diddoo.
Wait, that's my wife's name.
Oh, is it? All right. Do you have a Wombats clip to play?
I don't.
See, normally when they play, when someone says, hey, this new CD's great, then you should play, just for the future, then you should play a little clip of that.
I had a Wombats. I could have given it to you.
Yeah. Oh, well. All okay.
Right. Are you going to drop it in post?
No editing.
Oh, really?
It's a hassle.
Not for the Wombats.
It's a hassle. Talk in the mic.
Not for the Wombats.
What's next, Dave, from Japan?
Pat, I guess, since everyone else ditched you. I'm still with you here, buddy. Just had a great idea for the show, I think. Favorite bands... but worst songs by that band.
That's a good topic.
It's called Speed Bumps.
I don't call it, but that's why you're the creative person, not me. Still love the show, Pat.
Well, A, thanks a lot, because during your phone call, Murray and Kyle left. So now I'm all by myself.
Go fuck yourself.
That was Brian from Chicago.
Brian, thank you, Brian. I like that. I actually like that.
You did that topic.
Bad songs. Well, we kind of did. Speed Bump was like a song that brings the whole brings the whole album to a halt.
Right.
But I could find really, really bad songs.
Oh, man, I'm thinking of one REM, one Stinkaroo, buddy.
Shiny Happy People?
No, worse than that.
All right, well, let's do it sometime.
Yeah.
You got another one?
Actually, I got a few Stinkaroos on this today.
Well, I do, too. I definitely do.
This is Carl from Hawaii, and I think Carl calls like every week.
Okay. Carl from Hawaii calls every week.
Hey, this is Carl from Hawaii. And I think you guys should do, like, for Christmas, you guys should do original Christmas songs. And you can call it OC music. Anyways, I just thought I would throw my two cents in there. Aloha.
Well, Carl, about a week before Podcastathon in November, I was actually on Tony Thaxton's podcast, and him and I actually did that exact topic. We did original Christmas songs. So,
You did Orange County songs.
No. So look for that on iTunes, Tony Thaxton, and check that out. All right. That's it for the phone calls?
Yeah, that's it.
Thank God. Okay. Where can they call again?
330-81-ROCKS.
If you don't want your song played, call and suggest it.
We'll play songs from the next time. So, Murray, I'm going to let you introduce the topic.
Can I get a little on my mic?
Do you want a little juice on your mic?
A little juice on the mic, please, and talking to the phone, Kyle, or the microphone.
Yeah, I can't hear you. You need to talk right into it.
Right into it?
Can you hear yourself?
Kind of.
Well, see, that should tell you if it's just kind of, you're not right in it.
Well, you don't shut up long enough.
I know,
for me to
that's
hear
true.
Myself.
Well, there we go.
All right.
Well, how's he getting?
Dodson rivalry going on here. I like it.
Give us the topic.
The topic is name check. Right?
Yeah, that's what it is. I just didn't know you were going to do it. So, like,
how do you want me to do it?
I don't know. So, name check. So, explain it.
Name check is a song by an artist that name checks another artist or
themselves
in the song.
And I'm going to say that the ones where they name check themselves, those are the stinkeroos.
I got one that's good.
Oh, okay.
Two that's good.
Oh, okay.
I think so far. But I got a couple. Yeah.
I'm going to let you kick it off.
Are you? All right. Well, then let's start with the good song since we both apparently got a fucking mound of shit.
I got a good
today.
One. I got a good one to start off with.
This guy. Now, Pat, you're a fan of the Rolling Stones.
Mm-hmm.
How many times did Mick Jagger get name checked? Like all the time.
Well, you got the moves like Jagger.
Sure. And other songs.
It's the only one I can think of.
Keith Richards. You know who doesn't get name checked enough? Bill Wyman.
Bill Wyman never gets name checked.
He does once.
All right.
That I could find.
That's great.
And it's from the
album. Oh, we got to hear it now?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I think you're going to like it.
All right.
It's from the Pride of Carteret, New Jersey, the Smithereens. This is Wall Asleep.
Hold on. Because when I asked you if they were in order earlier, you nodded, but never put them in order.
I just put them in order.
No, that's not in order.
No, it's not in order.
That's okay.
All right. Well, he said the song, so just.
Yeah.
Oh, we skipped Law and Order.
Oh, well. Next time.
Yeah,
next
time.
Okay,
go ahead.
Should I ramp that up again?
No, we're fine. We're not editing anything.
Well, she held a bass guitar, and she was playing in a band, and she stood just like the woman. Now I am her biggest fan.
Why are you cutting my song early?
I think right after we hear the name check, you cut it.
I opened with the name on a couple of them.
I kind of did too.
I was waiting for, but this is what was difficult about this
okay.
is when you name check, you don't necessarily name check in the hook of the song
right.
or the chorus.
It can just be thrown out there.
So I kind of timed them to where you could get the name and the hook.
But I know that we have 30 songs. If we both go, we have 30 songs.
What was our New Year's resolution this year? Play more songs.
Play more songs.
Yeah.
Yeah. But not make the show 4 hours.
Play longer, more songs.
This isn't
songs.
The 40-year-old boy podcast.
Well, this isn't going to be the 4-second music clip.
All right.
Anyway, that was the Smithereens.
That was the Smithereens, and the song is called
Wall Asleep. And if you can catch that, that was Bill Wyman after Pat
well, the good
shut
thing
it
is,
down.
The good thing is Kyle is now putting all the playlists up on Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
So people, even if they just hear a little bit of it, they can go there and hear the whole song.
Oh, great. I can wait till January to hear the song I picked.
Right.
Sorry. Or you can listen to it on the way home.
Shut up, Kyle.
This is an iconic song by an iconic New Jersey rocker, and he name checks an iconic music legend. Let's get right into it.
The screen door slams, Mary's dress waves.
My wife.
Yep, you name checked your wife.
Like a vision, she dances across the porch as the radio plays. Roy Orbison singing for the lonely.
Get out.
It's me and I want you.
Yep, I would say Roy Orbison singing for the lonely. It's me and I want you only, and boom, done.
I would like to hear a little bit more of that.
That was Bruce Springsteen, and he name checks Mary Zofries right at the beginning.
Name checks Mary Orbison. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love Roy Orbison. What a voice.
I know.
Elvis would never sing one of his songs.
Nope.
He refused
to. No.
Hey, two artists from Jersey in a row.
Who?
Smithereens.
Right.
Springsteen.
Oh, that was Smithereens. It was. We faded out so quickly, I didn't even realize who it was.
How's he getting home, Kyle?
Cue it up.
Oh, man. All right. This one starts off with his name. Are you going to kill it right after the name?
We'll hear a little bit after that.
All right. This is great. This guy name checks himself. He's the lead singer. You might know him as Rhett Miller, but he's got a kick-ass real name. And this is the old 97s. And this asks the musical question, which we'll never hear. What's so great about the Barrier Reef?
All right.
So I saddled up beside her, settled down, and shouted, hi there. My name's Stuart Ransom Miller. I'm a serial lady killer. She said, I'm already dead. And that's exactly what she said. So we tripped.
That great. Was good. That was
it's
perfect.
A great
that was,
song. Man.
That's a great. I like Serial Lady Killer. That's a good lyric.
But his real name is Stuart Ransom Miller.
He's a serial lady killer.
Yeah, and
it's pretty great.
The song's called Barrier Reef. And at one point, she asks him if he has a car, and he gets pissed and yells, "What's so great about the Barrier Reef?"
Okay,
that's the old 97s out of Texas.
Spotify.
Yeah, you can hear that in January.
Here's another band out of Texas. They're called Deep Purple. But they're not out of Texas. Deep Purple.
Oh, Purple. Gotcha.
And this is, well, play. Everyone knows this song, but let's drop it in at 50 seconds. Is smoke on the wall. That sounded really good in my headphones.
That's good. That goes out to everybody who's had four guitar lessons.
That might be one of the most meta songs of all time.
Right?
He's talking about they're going to Montreux because they're going to record.
Yeah.
He talks about, I think he name checks the Rolling Stones in there.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's one song that gets so overplayed. It's an instant just click when it comes on the radio. But then when you sit down and listen to it, you're like, God damn, that's a good song.
This is what drives me crazy. And I love classic rock, as everybody knows. But what drives me crazy about classic rock radio is they get two songs from every band, mm-hmm. and that's what they play.
Yeah.
And they don't, I mean, Cheap Trick, it's always I Want You to Want Me mm-hmm. or Surrender. Like, they won't even...
Oh, I heard a good Cheap Trick.
They won't
I was
even
text
go
you
Dream
later.
Police. They just...
Oh, yeah, they won't even...
I mean, satellite radio will, but FM normal terrestrial radio doesn't do that.
I wanted to text you the other day because the radio station out here played Southern Girls.
Oh, it's great.
That's such a good song.
So much better than I Want You to Want Me.
Yeah.
You're up, Murray.
All right, Pat. If anybody knows me, they know I don't do crimes and I don't drop dimes and I like to bake a little cake with Duncan Hines. And so does Run DMC.
Boys, look at him perpetrating the fraud. You're out the cold whack and get the crowd goes on. You're the kind of guy that...
They name check themselves like 37 times in that song.
But don't all rappers name check
I was
going
to say, try and find a rap that doesn't name.
Doesn't
but
name
the reason I wanted
themselves.
To play that is, A, it's great. I love Run DMC.
Yeah.
The guitar player, Eddie Martinez, there is just this great guitar riff through that whole song. And it's some screaming guitar. Go back and listen to it.
Yeah, on Spotify.
On Spotify. He also did the guitar riff for Robert Palmer, Simply Irresistible.
When they would tour, would they take a live guitarist with them, I wonder?
When I saw him, it was just Jam Master Jay on the twos and twos.
and he would have... And
did I even say that right?
Is it on the twos and twos?
It's on the ones and twos.
How did you even get into that show? You're not the right ethnicity to get to be listening to that music.
He didn't even search you when you went in.
No, like, no, they just said,
let's go.
I just walked through with my hands up. Come on, somebody. I could be packing.
It's Jam Master Murr.
Yeah. Ah, rest in peace, Jam Master Jay.
Ah, yeah, that was weird, wasn't it?
Yeah, but there was an old school, like...
Rivalry?
Yeah, there was a rivalry. He was like an accessory to a rivalry or something.
Yeah, it just seems like they were so like clean cut that it wasn't going to be like that.
They were really against gang violence and stuff. And I think Jay produced a, rap act that raged against some gang and then did a retaliation. It's all bullshit.
It is. You know what? When you're in the studio, lock the doors.
Did we lock these?
We didn't lock these doors.
Kyle.
What if Siegel comes in and just blows us away? April Richardson comes in, slits our throats.
With a high heel.
What if she could get close enough to slit our throats with a high heel?
April Richardson?
I think she could.
You need a shorter table when you tape your podcast.
That's right. You're right.
Don't put her at the end of the fucking Last Supper.
I know. She's tall. Is that what we're saying?
I don't know what we're saying.
This is a guy who, again, if I ever run into him, I'm sure he won't be a nice person. This is Don Henley. And let's drop it right in and see who he's going to name check. I do love this song.
Out on the road today, I saw a deadhead sticker on a Cadillac.
Done.
I call foul.
Why?
He didn't name check the Grateful Dead.
What?
He name checked a deadhead sticker. That's a dead. That's not even a Grateful Dead sticker. That's a dead. That's a fan sticker. You might as well name check Kyle's Nine Inch Nails bumper sticker. Sorry, five-finger discount or whatever your band
is. A Nine-Inch Nail sticker on a Cadillac. What's wrong with that?
No, it was a Deadhead sticker, not a Grateful Dead sticker.
Well, you know what? I'm gonna actually say that you're right.
Well, what fun's that?
I'm going to...
It was 10 minutes of arguing.
I have 900 more songs, so it's, right. I can make it up.
All right, I'm saving the arguing for Mary Zapatatas.
She just wrote a nice review for you on iTunes.
Oh, okay. I'm surprised they didn't give her one of these.
I know.
One of these CDs. Weird. That's weird. You'd think since she worked on it.
Did you really take four of those?
I did.
What, do they just have like a big bin and you reach in?
No, just a little, and she was little, PA maybe or assistant or something.
What did you say? Give me four of those.
I said, yeah, can I get a couple more? She said, sure. Always ask, buddy. I went to see Tom Petty.
What happened?
Hollywood Bowl.
Yeah.
We had good seats. Not going to lie to you. Guy came out. Two hotties are sitting next to us. Me and my wife were there. And he gave her two wristbands.
Okay.
And they instantly got escorted down. It was a Hollywood Bowl in the front of the front row.
Wow.
And I looked at the guy. I'm like, hey, man, you got to be a hot chick to get one, a couple of those? He's like, no, here. I'm like, I need one for my wife. He's like, okay. Right down in front. Always ask Pat.
Did you get one or just your wife?
I just got one. Mary, she stayed back there. No, I got them for both of us, and we went down. It was great.
Cool.
It's awesome.
A little concerned about you looking at the hotties when you're on a date with your lady.
Well, I wasn't. I wanted to know how come they're getting special treatment. And my wife's hot. She needed special treatment, but she got special treatment last night, Kyle.
Oh, no. Okay, go ahead.
Say my name.
Zafaris?
Here we go. This is a good song. This is, you know, I don't have guilty pleasures. Everything I'm into is awesome. But if I were to have a guilty pleasure, it would be this band out of Ireland. They're called Snow Patrol. And this is a song called Hands Open.
Joy, it's not as easy as wearing it all to be right. Gotta be more than hoping it's right. I wanna hear you laugh like you really mean it. Collapse into me, tired with joy. Put Sufjan Stevens on, and we'll play your favorite song. Chicago bursts to life, and your sweet smile remembers you, my hands.
Name check Sufjan Stevens.
I thought he was name checking the band Chicago.
No, that's the song Chicago off the album.
I'm kidding.
Are you?
Yeah.
I didn't know you knew anything. I didn't know anything past 1985.
I don't know the artist that he name-checked, but I liked that song.
The song Chicago?
No, I liked the song that you were just playing.
Oh, okay. That's Snow Patrol.
I like that. Kyle, you turned your nose up when he said Snow Patrol.
I do like that song, though. I don't normally like...
Oh, if they can write some shit. Don't get me wrong. I think they had a song on like Grey's Anatomy or something, mm-hmm. which is just like... super cheesy, really bad. But they're one of those bands where you're like, oh, this song's awesome. Next song, wow, that song sucks. Next song, this song's great. Oh, wow, that's a piece of shit.
They're like the Killers.
No, that's albums. Wow, this first album's great. Everything else is shit.
I like some of the singles from the album.
That guy, Brandon Flowers, man. That guy's he's a terrible front man. He just, oh.
Well, we'll do an anti-Brandon Flowers show.
Oh, I do it every time it comes on the radio.
swap my next two because I want to go to the craziness before we get to it. This is I have three name checks within this one song.
Oh, ooh.
And Murray, I know for a fact that you do not like the band that this guy comes from. This band, the album is called Fraley's Comet. This is Ace Frehley's first solo album. I know you're a big Kiss fan.
Huge.
And this is a song called Rock Soldiers. And we're going to jump around here. We're going to hear some name checking from Ace.
And the devil sat in the passenger side of DeLorean's automobile. He said, "Hey, Fraley, Fraley, let's not be silly. There's a life out there."
Stop right there. "Hey, Fraley, Fraley, let's not get silly." So he rhymes Fraley with silly.
This is the song you want to change my attitude?
No, this isn't okay. To change your attitude. This is just, this is what happens when Ace is drinking and the devil appears in his DeLorean. Okay, jump into the next one. Stop it. Ace is back.
How did we know?
Oh, he told us.
Yeah,
oh,
Ace did.
Yeah.
All right, let's jump to the end.
Fast.
This is terrible.
This is awful.
I know, it's Ace.
"When I think of how my life was spared from that near fatal wreck, if the devil wants to play his card game now, he's gonna play without an ace in his deck."
Hit my tooth on the microphone laughing so hard.
It's nice to see Ace is branching out and listen to a lot of Charlie Daniels band.
Oh my gosh, he's gonna play without an ace in his deck.
That is awful. That is terrible. But is that the album that that cover of that Hello song Back in the New York Groove is on?
No. That was his Kiss solo album. This is his first after leaving.
Oh, after he got booted?
After
oh,
left, okay. Yeah.
Oh, I like that song.
Yeah, New York Groove's good.
That's a really good song.
That was written by Russ Ballard.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I knew Hello did it. Band Hello.
Was Russ Ballard in Hello, maybe?
I don't know. I'm gonna have to...
Let's do an all Russ Ballard show. Nope.
let's not ever do a fucking Ace Frehley show either. Oh, holy crap.
Let's do it.
It was terrible. Where are we at? Yeah. We're going to skip the next song because I decided I hated it.
Okay.
All right.
You want to say who it is? You want to apologize to the people?
I apologize to Bare Naked Ladies because I used to love that song, Brian Wilson. And okay. When I said I'm going to put it on here, I was like, wow, I don't like the song anymore.
Let's show it. We'll still throw that in the Spotify list, though, okay, so people can hate it.
And I think, okay. It's time to get some country up in here, man. Some good country.
All right.
You know Hank Williams, right?
I know the third.
That's who I brought.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
The man who put the cunt back in country. His words, not mine.
We are an explicit show now.
He name checks everybody. Hank 3 on Country Heroes.
"Feel like sometimes I'm out of control, so I'm gonna get wasted with all my country heroes. I'm drinking some George Jones and a little bit of coke. Haggard's easing my misery, and Waylon's keeping me from home. Hank's giving me those high tides, Cass is gonna sing it low, and I'm here getting wasted just like my country hero."
Six. Name check six.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, not bad. I was actually, he mentioned Coe, David Allan Coe.
Uh-huh.
I was actually going to bring in one of his songs, but he wrote the best country song ever. But he's just such a flaming racist. Like I couldn't justify bringing it. Like I stopped listening to him. He's just ridiculously.
That's a good call, I think.
Song's not racist. The stuff he did after it is extremely just offensive and racist.
Let's hope that Hank 3 doesn't have a son.
Hank 4?
Yeah, I don't want any more Hank Williams music.
No, that was great. What about Hank 5? That would be awesome.
Hank Jr., he's right-wing crazy nut, too.
Oh, really? Shocker. Are you shocked at that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I thought he was real cool, man.
Yeah? You thought he was just hanging out with all his rowdy friends and they're all coming over tonight? They're going to go come over and vote Democrat?
Let's bump the one that we bumped down. Let's bump it down again.
Okay.
And let's go. This is one for the children. This is from
Ace Frehley's solo album.
This is from Schoolhouse Rock.
Oh.
This is called A Noun is a Person, Place, or Thing, and they name check some people in here.
How do they ever notice?
They're nouns. Oh, I put a dime in the drugstore record machine. Oldie Goldie started playing.
Chubby Checker, Beatles, and the Monkees.
That was awesome. That was great. I never noticed that.
Yep.
That you redeemed yourself.
And then the next verse, she goes, well, every person you can know, like the Beatles or the Monkees, Chubby Checker, and everything that you can chew, like a bone or a dog.
One word. Spotify.
Noun. One word, nouns.
It's my turn?
Yes.
Sure. Oh, okay. Here we go. We're going to go a little punk.
We're still recording. You know that, right?
I just thought this was just the warm-up. All right. We're going to go a little punk and a very unpunk song. This is from a band just down the street in San Pedro, California, off the album, my favorite album title of all time, Double Nickels on the Dime. This is the Minutemen with History Lesson Part 2.
This is Bob Dylan to me. My story could be his songs. I'm his soldier child. Our band of scientists rock. But I was E. Bloom and Richard Hell, Joe Strummer and John Doe. Me and Mike Watt playing a guitar.
So he name checks Mike Watt, the bass player out of the Minutemen, some Richard Hell, Bob Dylan.
These are some obscure name checks.
Those are pretty obscure. You know, thinking about it? Yeah. Well, yeah. Bob Dylan.
Well, Dylan, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
Richard Hell?
Richard Hell is pretty.
One thing I did want to say about this, the opening song, the opening line to that song is, Our Band Could Be Your Life. And that's a great book, title of a great book about the DIY scene from 81 to 91. So there's chapters on the Replacements, the Minutemen, Mission of Burma, Black Flag, Sonic Youth. It's a great book. It's a
DIY for people that don't know.
Do it yourself.
Right.
So anyway,
that's when bands were just making their own.
They're just
music.
Making their own stuff, yeah. and just putting it out there. Like, you know, Minutemen's first album, I think, maybe had two songs that were over a minute long.
Wow.
And yeah, it's a great read if you want to read up on any of those Husker Du, Dinosaur Jr., and a bunch more. So. It's a good band. I like that band a lot. And Double Nickels on the Dime. You know what that means?
Cocaine.
Doing 55 miles an hour on the 10 freeway.
Well, that's not fast.
It was actually a rage against the Red Rockers. I can't drive 55.
Well, that guy needs a rage against him.
He does. Oh, and D. Boone, the lead singer of Minutemen, died on the 10 freeway.
How fast was he going?
56. See?
Should have kept it at the speed limit. Okay, the one I keep pushing down, let's push it the whole way to the bottom. We're not going to play it. Apologies to Leonard Skinner, name-checking Neil Young in Sweet Home Alabama. We don't need to hear that.
No, we don't need to hear that again.
Since you had that song where he name-checked the Hank song where he name-checked like nine people, I want to see if I can catch up to you. Maybe.
All right, for record, it was six.
Six, okay.
I believe.
Let's see what we can do here. This is, I played a song from this album a couple weeks ago when Emily Volman was here. This is Alice Cooper from his 2003 album called The Eyes of Alice Cooper. This song is called Detroit City. Let's hear this. So let's count them up. You ready?
Yeah, because I lost count.
Me, which is Alice Cooper.
Okay.
Iggy, Iggy Pop. Ziggy, which is Bowie. The MC5.
Mm-hmm.
Ted, Nugent.
Sure.
Seeger, Bob Seeger. And then he says, let the silver bullets fly. Okay. The Kid, Kid Rock.
Mm.
The Kid was in his crib.
Okay.
Shady wore a bib. That's Slim Shady.
Yeah, I know.
And the Posse. That's Insane Clown Posse, wasn't even alive.
All right, so you got nine.
Yeah. I win.
Hold on.
Uh-oh.
Nah, I think you win.
Yeah, that's it. That's a lot.
I thought I had the most with that Minutemen.
You had me at hello.
Let me throw four names at you.
Okay.
Pat Francis. Joe Jack Talcum. Mm-mm. Rodney Anonymous?
That's not a real name.
Dean Clean?
No.
Dave Blood?
No.
Now, if you're on the Philly scene, punk scene in the 80s, you'd know them as the Dead Milkmen.
This is good because we had someone wanted to hear more punk, so you're bringing it.
Oh, I know who exactly that is because he yelled at me for playing the Grateful Dead. Well, Benjamin, this is for you, buddy.
This is why I picked Murray, because he likes the Grateful Dead and he likes the punk. So, and the DIY, which is everyone knows, do it yourself.
This is Punk Rock Girl by Dead Milkmen.
Do you have a bell? She looked at me and smiled and said she did not know. Punk rock girl, give me a chance. Let's go slam dance to a dress like Minnie Pearl. Just you and me, punk rock girl. We went to the Philly Pizza Company and ordered some hot tea. The waitress said, well, no, we only have it iced. So we jumped up on the table and shouted anarchy. And someone played a Beach Boys song on the jukebox. It was California Dreaming. So we started screaming on such a winter's day.
Not only did he name check the Beach Boys, but Minnie Pearl.
Yep, name checking some songs, too.
Yeah.
Some iced tea.
Yeah. Oh, look at that.
Hey.
Out of,
see, that's why he's here.
From downtown. Yeah. All right. That was Punk Rock Girl by the Dead Milkmen off Beelzebub.
I've heard that song before.
You have some iced tea there, Murray. You want to read us?
I do actually have a Snapple iced tea, and it's one of my favorite things in life, are the Snapple facts.
Let's hear it.
I have not read it.
I hope
you're
it's musical.
Cold.
I hope it's
you're
music,
getting cold.
Music related.
In most countries, Ace Frehley sucks. Oh, look at that.
No, right there, except in Japan.
Hawaii is moving toward Japan at the rate of almost 4 inches per year.
Because Hawaii loves Ace Frehley.
Is that why?
Yeah.
I love, they have, they that's don't have to prove anything. So who knows if that's true?
So I don't know.
Carl, look out.
Was it Carl?
Yeah. Carl or Carr. I don't know. I don't know if he's slurring.
Wait, was it Carl from Hawaii?
Yeah.
Oh, and it was Dave from Japan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dave was in Japan.
Dave was in Japan.
Or no.
Yeah. Dave, when you're in Japan, don't call the Rock Solid hotline. That doesn't sound like a good idea.
No, it was Bobby from Boston, but he was in Japan.
Yeah, well, anyone who's in Japan, if you're just visiting Japan, the call can wait till you get home.
There's other things to do.
Yes. How shitty is your trip?
And you think the Wi-Fi would be great in Japan.
You think it would be.
I would bet money on it.
Those people are sneaky, though. They might not be giving you the right code.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
My apologies to Cheap Trick. Surrender. At the end of Surrender, they name check everyone. Tommy's all right. Bunny's all right.
Did you just say that song's not good?
Rick's all right. No. Surrender's great. I said, I want you to want me. Is.
Oh, okay.
It's good, but I mean there's
good, but
much better songs.
They also say Kiss Records.
Yeah, I got Kiss Records out. So we're not going to play that. So I'm going to play this one to drive Murray bonkers because I know that him and Matt Belknap share a dislike of James Taylor. So this is called There We Are from the album JT, and James Taylor's going to check someone here.
Surrender.
Yeah, he's going to name check Rip Van Winkle. He slept a lot, Kyle. Yeah.
I
this is, you're not going to like this at all.
You, I'm a lonely man. So though I never say that I love you, darling, I do. Carly, I do love you.
Was it
Carly?
Carly Simon.
Nice.
My Snapple says it's more dangerous to drive with James Taylor playing than it is to drive drunk.
Because it'll put you to sleep.
Very
nice. I will say this, and I believe the last time I was on, I mentioned maybe James Taylor was the audible version of tryptophan. I think on the but I will. I had to. I actually called Pat 3 days later and apologized because James Taylor wrote one of my all-time favorite songs, which is Bartender's Blues. But I like the George Jones version. I don't like his.
So George Jones recorded a James Taylor song.
Yeah. It's great. Look it up, Bartender's Blues.
George Jones is smart.
And we have that, don't we, Kyle? No, we don't. Spotify. Out of the punk rock scene, into punk rock for sissies.
No, I just played that. It's James Taylor.
Seriously, this is a step above it. That's what Ben Folds referred to his music as.
Punk rock for sissies.
Punk rock for sissies. This
sense.
Is Ben's Fold 5 off the album Whatever and Ever, Amen. Pretty much the only Ben Folds album you need, in my opinion. This is the battle of who could care less.
Fire, Peter, portraits of General Abercrombie.
all dressed up like The Cure.
Those guys are sissy, right?
Sissies?
With the makeup and the lipstick.
Well, I went to Coachella to see them headline Coachella.
Were they great?
They were great, but the best part of that whole thing is, you know, it's in the desert.
Yeah, so their makeup's
summer.
Just running.
So China, these all these little goths hiding under their parasols in the heat. It was awesome. That was Ben Folds 5. That's a good album. I like that album, actually. And
that's not is that the one with Brick?
My favorite song about abortion.
Let's drive Murray crazy once again.
I'm trying to bring in good music.
No, you're doing good. I'm.
Well, I don't know why you would turn on me.
No, I'm looking at my list and I got some shit coming.
I've only got three more.
This is a great song. A great song. I think The Move did it and then ELO did
it. Oh, okay, great.
And now it's going to be ruined by someone we've already heard today.
Can you do that? Can you do that?
Ace Frehley.
What?
Let's hear it. Do you want the ace?
Ah, wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, if I'm playing cards, sure I want the ace.
How many times does he do that in his career? Have you gone and checked and seen how many times he's done that?
It's the Ace Frehley solo stuff is just nuts.
Was he the one who did that video and a guy just lit himself on fire for no apparent reason and jumped off a diving board?
I don't know if that was him or not.
No, who was the other guitar player who took over after Ace?
Vinnie Vincent.
It was Vinnie Vincent. It was the Vinnie Vincent invasion. Okay. Equally as bad.
Some shit.
Equally.
Go ahead, you're up.
Oh, I would wear makeup too if I wrote that song.
Oh my
God. Nobody would see me.
That's a Do You is a great song.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
It's hard to ruin that, but yet.
Oh, you know what's funny?
Done.
I almost brought in a Randy Newman song against ELO. He wrote a song how much he hates ELO.
How? How could he hate ELO?
It's Randy Newman.
He hates everyone.
I guess so.
He's like short people.
He's like short people.
Good point. Check out this guy.
That's good. That's one of the better jokes today.
It is. That was good.
That was good.
I don't know if...
Show's over. Okay. We got to end
it. We can't top that one. I'm going back home to Mary's.
I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I got 5. I'm not going to play all 5.
I got
I'll probably play 2 more.
Okay. Am I doing 3 or am I cutting down to 2?
No, you're not playing any.
Well, really?
No, it's your
turn. I'm sorry, you don't want to hear good music on this episode?
It's your
turn.
You
have 9 other Ace Frehley jokes?
The shit.
Ace in the hole.
Some shit coming up. Go ahead, play.
We've got to get to these. Ace in your hole. I'm excited to play this song.
Okay.
I love this song. It was a one-hit wonder out of the 80s. I think a lot of people find it cheesy. I don't. I like it. It's the Dream Academy with Life in a Northern.
Oh, I love this song. That album has 3 solid songs on it.
At 25 seconds.
I love this. Sorry. It's going to name check the Salvation Army.
That's right.
Who are they name checking? I've got to go through the lyrics.
Salvation Army. And the children
drop the lemonade. Yeah, I love this song. And the morning lasted all day. And through an open window came, like Sinatra in a younger day, pushing the town away. That was it, right?
Well, if you want to stick around.
Oh, yeah, I'll stick around.
So do you like it? I just realized where they name checked the Beatles is way down the line.
Okay.
If you want to hear that, it's at 112.
But they name checked Old Dead Eyes.
Blue Eyes.
Oh, but he's dead, so I call him Old Dead Eyes.
That could apply to anybody.
So they, the 3 songs I have from that album are Life in a Northern Town, The Edge of Forever, and The Love Parade.
Yeah, you know,
those are all good songs.
That lead singer went on to write with David Gilmour and wrote a bunch of songs for The Division Bell.
Wow, that's
David
excellent.
Gilmour actually wrote, what was that second song you?
The Edge of Forever or The Love Parade.
He might have wrote The Edge of Forever. He definitely wrote a song on that album with the lead singer, which is like Noel Laird Klaus or something weird. Nick Laird Klaus.
What's wrong?
There's just like a weird glare. I'm trying to.
It's called lighting. Yeah, do that. No editing.
No editing?
The shows with me, Murray, and Kyle need the most editing, but I refuse to do it.
Well, really? That whole thing?
It's a lot of work.
Kyle's supposed to do it. Nah, it's a lot of work. Kyle's the one who's ruining it to begin with.
That was a good song.
That was a good song. That was a good song.
Let's go to my name check. What's the next one? Oh boy. This is some shit, man. This is when a rock band says, you know, we're gonna do a country album. So this is from Bon Jovi's supposed country album called Lost Highway. And they do a song called We Got It Going On, and they sing it with, they're all going to name check each other, so then we'll tell you who it is. So let's drop this in.
We got it going on. We got it going on. Well, we're banging and singing just like the Rolling Stones. We're going to shake up your souls. We're going to rattle your bones. We got
Here it is.
Going on.
Getting down with Big and Rich and Richie and John.
Who did they? I checked out.
They name checked the Rolling Stones.
Oh, yeah?
This is Bon Jovi singing with Big and Rich, country stars. You love the country today. And it says, hanging out with Big and Rich and Richie and John.
Big and Rich and Richie.
Richie Sambora and John
Where
Bon
the
Jovi.
Rolling Stones come in?
That was, we'll be banging and singing just like the Rolling Stones.
Oh.
Banging and singing.
Ugh.
That's a lyric.
It's bad, man.
It's terrible.
That's awful.
Still better than silly.
Hey, Fraley, Fraley, let's not get silly.
Don't you do that to your little girls?
Hey, Fraley, Fraley. Child, well, that's creepy. Don't do that ever again.
What?
Hey, Fraley, Fraley. Hey, Fraley, Fraley.
I thought like when you're tickling them or something.
They're 13 and 9.
Does Kyle do it?
I tickle Kyle.
Okay.
You're up.
All right. I
you know what? Write a bad review for Murray. You'll get that CD. No, don't do that. I was kidding. I'm joking. Don't do that.
Well, I didn't think we were going to get this far. I didn't realize you're bringing 37 songs. So
we talked about this through text that we both had a lot of songs.
Yeah, but I didn't think you were bringing in that many.
Why would I lie? I don't lie in texts.
I just didn't realize it was that many. So here we go. I hope you guys don't get bored of this band, but this is the first song. This is the first song I played as co-host. First band I played as co-host, first song I thought of.
Okay.
This is Alec Chilton by The Replacements.
All right.
From the beginning, I think. No?
This might be a bad MP3. Because it's like so quiet.
So Alex Chilton from Big Star.
Yeah, and the Box Tops. Yeah,
and did you see the Big Star documentary?
You know, I haven't seen that yet. It's on my TiVo. Either. It's on my TiVo, though.
Where's it airing that I could tape it?
I think, is it on Netflix? Wait, is it on my TiVo?
Or recorded.
It's somewhere. Or maybe Gary Lucy gave me the disc. I forget. Maybe. I have it somewhere, but I'm taking it to Vegas this week.
That will be edited out. Gary Lucy's name. my apologies to Aerosmith. I was going to play a song called Shame on You, where Steven Tyler says, Joe Perry, ooh, Mr. Style, some kind of killer bee, Buzz a while.
Apology needed.
And then apologies to Billy Joel, because I was going to play a little chunk of We Didn't Start the Fire. The one where he says, Chubby Checker Psycho, Belgium and the Congo. But we're going to go to Steve Perry's first solo album called Street Talk.
Because
when you think about being in the streets, you think Steve Perry.
Yeah. Steve Blade Perry.
And this is called Captured by the Moment. He's gonna name some people here.
Sweet Janice cried.
Joplin.
Lord, won't you buy?
Hendrix.
Castles made of song slipped to the sea. Oh, remember then, remember when. Captured by the moment.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was captured by the moment.
you were into it.
Dude, that was rough. That was street.
That
legal.
Was so street,
that
man.
Street talk.
I mean, that was like, that was DIY.
Seriously,
I mean, that was made right in his garage. You can tell there's no production value there.
Oh, no, man. That was like Jam Master
That's raw.
Jay getting shot kind of street.
That is raw.
That is shivers. Shivers. Did we lock the door? Because here come some badass people right
thankfully,
now.
Thankfully. Well, now we're not going to swear now, Murray, because my kids just walked in.
All right.
But we're going to, I have a great one to play out and that I'm proud of. So what
okay.
do you got?
Oh, I got a great
I mean, he'll play out, but I got one
sure.
more.
I got a great one. And maybe you're going to have to, I couldn't find a good drop-in point on this.
Okay. So play the whole thing.
Yeah, so just play it. Maybe you can find a drop-in point in post. I don't know. But this is from the album Beautiful Vision in 1982.
There's no post.
You're not doing
this.
Any?
No.
Really?
I'm not kidding.
The 30 minutes it took him to find that one song?
Nope. That just goes right in. People can enjoy it.
All right.
You got a fast-forward button.
All right. Well, okay.
I don't want to quote Pardo, which Pardo would say, if they don't like it, stop listening.
Not going to do that.
No, but that's what he says.
Really?
Yeah, if you don't like it, don't listen. There's other things.
Guess what those people are doing? Other things. You never give
no,
me
they're out. Laughing because they know he's joking.
I know. Pardo's great. He's a good guy. He's our boss. This is from the album Beautiful Vision, 1982. When they said music soothes the savage beast, they're talking about Van Morrison. This is Cleaning Windows.
Okay.
Senator Brandon McGee. I'm running what is saying. I'm a rolling stone. I went home and read my Christmas comfort book on Zen. Curiosity killed the cat. Kerouac's normal bumps and on the road. Yeah. What's my life?
Hey. That's a good tune, man. I love Van Morrison.
That couldn't be more different from what I'm going to play next.
You mean that's good?
well, this next song I'm going to play, this is the only song by this band that I own. I don't even own Ace of Spades. I only own this song.
Oh, is that by Ace Frehley?
No, that's not it. It's not by Ace Frehley. This is a Motorhead song.
Check it out, number two. For
I know
Kyle.
That's two for him. Two. Well, I'm going to edit both of those out to make him look unfunny.
No post.
This is from an album called 1916. Lemmy wrote this about one of his favorite bands, maybe his favorite band, and let's just drop it in. So what he said there, because you can't understand.
Didn't understand
him.
A word.
He said, bad boy rock, bad boy roll, gabba gabba, see them go. CJ now, hit the gas. Here Marky, kick some ass. Go Johnny, go, go, go. Tommy, oh, way, oh. And then he says, Misfits, Twilight Zone, Ramones, Ramones, Ramones.
That's awesome. I love Motorhead.
Yeah, that's a great song.
That's great. That's
so
good.
Look.
Yeah, look. You ended on one good song, so that's good.
Yeah, that's. I knew I had some junk. I had some.
You broke
junk
out
today.
Some rockers today, man.
Some junk. Now look, where can we find you?
You can find me at murrayvaleriano.com.
Because you will no longer be here.
How am I with Kyle? Two good jokes from Kyle, and I get fired.
Hey, I'm still on par with Matt Belknap.
So you go ahead. Where can we find you? Twitter,
Twitter at Murray V on Twitter.
Okay.
Podcast is Road Stories. You can get it at roadstories.tv. I'm also with the All Things Comedy Network.
Excellent.
So you can check that out along with some other great podcasts there.
Great, Kyle. Where can we find you?
Find me on Twitter at Kyle Dotson Funny.
Okay, you can find us on Twitter at Rock Solid Show or me on Twitter at Pat_Francis. Like us on Facebook.
Follow us on Spotify, which is Rock Solid Show.
Go to the message board. Don't forget to write Murray a nice review for his soundtrack for Inside Llewellyn Davis. The costumes, if you enjoy those are done by his wife, Mary Zoffries.
Yeah, Zoffries.
Right? Damn it, I did it again,
so
didn't
close.
I?
That's all right.
Zoffries sounds
she
good,
She doesn't
though.
Listen. Don't worry.
Zoffries. And Kyle, what do you got to play us out?
I thought since we heard so many name checks from Ace Frehley, I felt like we should give someone else a chance to name check him. So this is In the Garage by Weezer.
Oh.
Look at you.
I've got Dungeon Master's Guide.